Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Your words are more creative than the devil's words. And you have the authority over the devil. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I have creative words coming out of my spirit. And my words, full of faith, are stronger than the devil's every time. You see, now don't catch you. You've got to catch yourself when you're speaking on behalf of the devil. I don't speak for the devil. Sometimes you do. What are you talking about? I'm broke. You just spoke for the devil. I'm sick. You're speaking for the devil. I'll never afford it. You're speaking for the devil. You're speaking the unredeemed language. The redeemed language says, I'm healed. Not gonna be healed. Now remember, now faith. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. So you're speaking now faith, not the healing's coming. The healing's come. He's not coming back to do it again. Is that correct? It's done. It's complete. So you don't say, I know God's going to heal me. You still speak an unredeemed language. You got to speak the redemptive language. I am healed. I am prosperous. And I can give you scriptures for all of these that it's done. It's all done. It's complete. So we want now faith, not future faith, because future faith is not faith at all. I know the money's coming. He became poor so you can become rich. 2 Corinthians. You can see the scriptures all over. So if God's made the promise, God will see to the promise. And as the judge watching over what you are testifying and you give your testimony, He will perform it. Wow. This is better than I'm speaking. I'm getting a whole lot more up here. I don't know. Is this noise in my head disturbing any of you? Or this party in my head? My God. Now, watch here. I want you to stay with me now. Words were designed that you see what you say. Words were designed that you see what you say. Point in case, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. So if I'm, excuse me, if I'm speaking death, I'm going to see death in my finances, in my health, in whatever it is. But if I'm speaking life, I'm going to see life in my health, in my finances, in my marriage. Does that make sense? All right, so we were designed that you see what you say. And you are supposed to be, and you are designed to speak what we see. We'll give you that now. And I'm not talking in the natural realm now. He says, well, we look not into the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. I'm talking about in the unseen realm. When you can see, oh my God, you've got to be able to see yourself with it. Then you can have it. Amen. We will see what we speak. That's a spiritual law. Mark 11, 24 says, when you pray, believe you receive it and you will have it. Amen. Right? But believe you've taken it and you will have it. So that's a spiritual law that God's put into the planet. Just like gravity is a spiritual law that works for whosoever. Amen. It's a spiritual law. And Proverbs 18, 21 is a spiritual law. Death and life is in the power of our own tongue. So these are spiritual laws that God gave us a process of using to better our lives and benefit people around us and the world. See, I pray that all of you would be able to earn some great accolade and some great title for helping people. Now, many people say seeing is believing. But we know in the kingdom of God, it's believing is seeing. Amen. So this sounds very simple and simplistic, but we've got to get it to work for us. We've got to get what I'm saying to you that has got to work. 2 Corinthians 4:18, look what it says. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So it's telling me, don't look at what you can see, look at what you can't see. Amen. What's he talking about? Look at it again. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What's eternal? Amen. Healing. Amen. What's eternal? Prosperity. Yeah. What's eternal? Peace. What's eternal? Joy. Come on. Everything that God has made a promise on is eternal. So I stop looking at the natural realm and seeing COVID out there and seeing economy going bad and seeing inflation exploding. I stop looking at that and I look into the spiritual, because if I can see sickness out there, I'm going to speak it and I'm going to receive it. But when I can see in the spiritual kingdom of what God's made a promise of, and he said to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will see God surrounding me. I can read what he said. He said, 1,000 will fall at your left and 10,000 at your right. I will see me standing strong in the midst of the chaos. And when I can see me being healed, listen, I see by the stripes on his back, you are healed. I look in the spiritual realm. I don't look at my body. I don't feel the temperature to find out if I'm good or bad. Too many people go according to the pain in their throat to decide they're bad. You're looking in the natural realm. Listen, we're going a bit deeper because we've been down here long enough. We've got to come higher, right? Amen. Amen. Come on. So don't let this offend you. Take a hold of it. Amen. Take a hold of this thing. This is word of faith. That's why you will always be successful if you keep the word of faith and you out of your mouth, out of your mouth, out of your mouth. So I stop looking at the feelings and the bank account and the balance, and I start looking. I became poor so you can be prosperous. And I start seeing myself prosperous. I start seeing myself healed. Oh God, help me, Jesus. The Voice translation says it like this. So we do not set our sights on the things we can see with our eyes. All of that is fleeting. It will eventually fade away. Instead, we focus on the things we cannot see. Well, if there's nothing for me to focus on, then how can I focus on what I can't see? The things I can't see is in the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm is full of the promises of God. Now watch what he says to close it off. He says here, we focus on the things we cannot see, which live on and on. Amen. Do you think you're going to get sick in heaven? Or when we're back in the earth? Because remember, there's going to spend a time in heaven, but we're coming back to rule and reign with Christ in Jerusalem and the earth, right? You think you're going to get sick once Jesus is in control? You're not going to need medical aid. You're not going to need insurance. Yeah, think about it. They're not going to say, you've got to go to the hospital, but show me your insurance card before we let you in. That's done with. You walk in perfect health. So the spiritual realm is eternal. Everyone say, it's eternal. So your healing is complete and it's eternally yours. Hallelujah, Lord. So, You are designed to believe what you see. I want to say that again, and you need to listen to it and think about it. You are designed to believe what you see. And if you're seeing sickness on your body, and you're agreeing with that sickness because you're seeing it there, you're going to walk in that sickness. You're not going to get out of it. But when I look in the spiritual realm and I see that over this, I push those thoughts down, cast down those vain imaginations. I keep them under. I don't let them come up and take over my thinking. I bring them to the obedience of Christ. To the obedience of Christ, and Christ did it all. He completed it. So I don't think on that, and it's hard, but you can do it because I've done it. And if I can do it, you can do it. Because I'm a believer. And you know what? Even the monkey said, I'm a believer. And if a monkey can believe it, you can believe it, right? The song, I'm a believer. Okay, so. We are designed to believe what we see. So if I'm seeing sickness, if I'm seeing corona, if I'm seeing and I don't push that down and look over that and I transpose and transcend the word of God over that trash, I'm going to be in trouble. So now I don't look at that. I take those vain imaginations, I cast him down, and I look at the stripes on his back. I look at the healing. It's not always easy to do it. But it's doable and it can be done. And when you see it in the spiritual realm, you will have it in the natural realm. Yes, amen. Amen. So when I say you're designed to believe what you see, I'm not talking about what you see in the natural realm. Get away from that, because that'll bring you down. The emotional realm, the feeling realm, the carnal realm, all those realms that pull us in and suck us into the devil's playing field. I'm talking the spiritual realm in the faith realm. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. What is living by faith? It means cut off your five senses. Then you're living by faith. You're seeing, you're hearing, you're smelling, you're tasting, you're touching. Cut that out, and now you're relying only on that. And you start living by faith. And when you walk by faith, you'll be victorious. Every single time. Amen? So, you can see sickness in the natural realm and speak it, or you can see healing in the spiritual realm and speak it. In fact, in Deuteronomy 30:19, he says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Then it says, choose life. That it'll go well for you and your seed, right? So we choose life. What is life? Life is the blessings, the promises of God. So don't look at the sickness. I don't look at the economy. I don't look at the corona. I don't look at the government situation. I don't look at all of what's going on in the world today. I get past that. I superimpose the spiritual realm over this nasty realm. And I start walking in that realm and I start getting the blessing from that realm. And you were never meant to go where you can't see. People that speak about I'm broke, they are broke because they see themselves broke and they've gone to a place called broke. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. If you can't see yourself healed, you will not go there. I'll say that again. If you cannot see yourself healed, you cannot go there. Where can I not go? To a place called health and healing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Using Your Time.